It's Thursday, May 8th, 2014, and you're listening to Last Time on Video Games, the show about retro video games and sometimes some other stuff. You're listening to Episode 61, Cyber Suit Mobile Nader. Runtime for this episode is 42 minutes. Hello and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, not the Constructicon podcast. My name is Jeremy.
Bitches don't know about my additional pylons. I'm Tyler.
Make a Devastator joke, Zach.
Supply depots is a wall, I'm Zach.
That joke was also acceptable. How are you guys doing?
Can you imagine building a house out of supply depots? Not to completely disregard the question, but the absurdity of that.
Well, it'd be kind of handy if you ever got in, like, a tornado. Oh, that'd be perfect for a hurricane to want to... Oh, crap, here comes a hurricane. No, supply depots don't lift off.
Oh.
They go down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here comes an enemy. Or here comes a hurricane, which is an enemy of houses. And you just retract into the ground, and it goes over you, and you're like, I'm fine. Now, the other side of things, being able to lift off, it's like, oh, here comes an earthquake. Okay, I'm just going to float up here until it goes away, and then I'm going to land again.
Everyone knows that the house element and the hurricane element pose, and house element techniques can never defeat a hurricane element user.
Can you imagine just like a 2D fighter, and it's like, house, final boss, ready, fight!
The new announced champions for League of Legends are House, the sentient house, and Hurricane, the sentient hurricane.
House's ultimate is, it's never lupus.
Not the joke I was going for, but that is perfect.
Although house can't contract lupus because it is a house.
Although its A skill is surprisingly British, so...
Yeah, that guy's in interviews.
His reference Pokemon. That's why when Arceus created the universe, he made three different types of matter.
It doesn't actually have any in-game effect, but it's a surprisingly powerful meta skill. It disables enemy teams pretty well. Anyway, since we haven't been playing House in League...
Well, I've been watching League, watching TSM in the playoffs. When we were supposed to be recording this.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
we had not seen Cloud9 utterly stomp all over them.
Where they won, 24-1?
Something like that. Or their amazing run against CLG. They lost the first game really, really hard. We're losing the second game. It looked over. And they had an amazing comeback, and CLG were just crushed. And in the third game, looked like they were asleep from being crushed on.
it was brutal. Like the third game, you could tell CLG's top laner was just
he had like his head his in his confidence hands, was and just he was shattered. Just like
because they have the cameras on him.
Yeah,
like you could just see him sitting there, like head in his hands.
Did I lose that? That's hard to do at the professional level, but hustling your opponents in a best of three match like that, can you imagine how effective that would be? Oh man, I should try that sometime. I don't know in what, but.
It does happen sometimes in the pros. Best of fives, it happens more, because in a best of three, you don't really play quite enough games to shift too far from the meta.
That's like fencing we usually do to five, so you can usually do that in, five seems like at least the minimum number you need to do that. Best of three.
The problem is like a pro league of Legends match is like 30 minutes to an hour, so five of those is more than anyone really wants to watch.
Fair enough.
But that's also why the championship is five.
Well, yeah. And in Korea, all the playoffs are best of fives, but they have one best of five a week. Whereas,
it goes all five games.
And the U.S. and America, they do the first and third place match on the same day, and it's potentially eight games.
Wow. That's a lot of games.
It is. Not playing much League, though. I thought I was going to after I won my first ranked game, but I just haven't wanted to play video games this week, really. My brother brought his PS3 to me yesterday. So I will probably play One Piece Pirate Warriors next week.
Like an arcane offering to some kind of podcast deity?
No, more like a thing he didn't want anymore that was taking up room in his house. And because it's awkwardly curved, you can't stack them on one another if you have too many.
This is completely random, but if Sony decides to make another console after this generation, I really want it to be called the Pentastation.
Pentastation!
They can go back to PlayStation 6 after that, although the Hexastation would also be pretty good.
Well, the Quadrastation would have been pretty cool, too.
The Quadstation? And then it could have a quad-core process. Okay.
No, I'm sure I've told you this before, but probably on this podcast, but when they named the fifth Fast and the Furious movie as Fast 5, the director did it because he wanted to name the next one Furious 6, but the studio wouldn't let him.
Wait, after the, like, Kung Fu thing? or I don't
know. Well, Fast and the Furious. They wanted to have.
Yeah.
They shortened it to Fast 5.
Why Furious 6 though?
Because it's the Fast and the Furious.
No, I get that. I just, why Furious 6 specifically?
Well, because 5 was the one that was just called Fast.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just, is
so
there...
6 would be next. So, like, if you were selling them in a combo pack, it'd be Fast and the Furious, Fast and the Furious 2, Fast and the Furious 3 Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Furious 6. And if it was last one, it would be And Furious 6.
Okay. It's like a thing in, like, Kung Fu legend myth stuff. There's like a group called the Furious Six who are the master of the six different styles.
Ah, okay.
Totally didn't know about that, and I don't think they do either.
Okay, well, I was wondering if that's what it was. Okay, apparently I was just reading way more into it than it existed.
Cars.
Well, yeah, but...
The third one takes place in Tokyo for no reason, 20 years later.
But there's still a Mustang in pieces because they need a muscle car. I'm not kidding.
Because why not?
It's a movie.
Oh, so okay, never mind. That's completely unrelated. Go ahead.
The only thing I've been playing is I found like a card game trading site that has card game emulators.
Huh.
So I built a Naruto deck and a, what was the other
one? That game? Was a thing?
Yeah. Naruto card game went until last year. It had 26 sets.
Holy cow. Wow. I didn't even realize that existed.
How many sets is Pokemon at? My God.
I don't know.
A lot. How many did DBZ go? Do you remember?
There were 3 different DBZ card games.
The one we played.
Let's see. There is Saiyan Saga.
The one where you could build a Trunks deck.
Yep. Frieza Saga, Trunks Saga, Android Saga, Cell Saga, Cell Game Saga. That's as far as I played. That's 7. There were at least 2 Boo Sagas. So I'm going to say
I think
9.
I think we were both out at that point.
Yeah. This wow. third Dragon Ball Z card game is compatible with the Naruto card game.
So yes. You can have a Goku Naruto deck?
No, they can only oppose each other.
Oh. But they have similar enough rules that you can play that?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
That's interesting.
Although I would totally play a Goku Naruto deck because that would just be silly. I feel like Naruto is way outclassed by Goku.
Yeah, it depends. I was actually going through it in my head because I've been watching lots of anime recently, like by story arc at the end of the first Dragon Ball arc and the first Naruto arc. When I sided with Naruto a surprising amount of the time, but Goku still got, I think, 2 more victories in the end.
I think by the end of Dragon Ball Z, and by the end of Naruto, I feel like
Naruto, like, spoilers for Naruto, my guy opened, like, the 8th gate that was going to kill him because drama and big enemy, and Naruto just no-sold that.
No.
Like, he's like, nope, I can do anything now, you're healed.
No-sold?
In wrestling, a no-sell is what you call it when you just ignore your enemy's, like, finisher move.
Oh, okay.
Because in wrestling, you're selling, you know, getting hit. And so, like, the wrestling equivalent of Vegeta shooting 1,000 blasts and the smoke just clearing to be fine is the no-sell. So anyway, I've been having random people who still play the Naruto card game kick my ass.
Awesome.
I'm
kind of surprised that they have, like, an emulator for that.
It's just a card game emulator.
So you actually had to, like, know the rules.
Yeah, you enforce the rules yourself.
Okay, I was going to say, Vassal is a thing that allows you to emulate basically, like, you can write plugins for it, and you can emulate basically any board or card game ever, but it has, like, no rule enforcement built in.
This has no rule enforcement, but it does have all the cards, images, and, like, mouse over text implemented.
Are you sure they're actually beating you fairly, or they're just kicking your ass because they know how to exploit the lack of rules?
I can see if they're cheating because I know the rules. I played the game.
So a lot of these, you can like actually see them move their cards around and stuff. So.
And like whenever they move a card, there's a log of it. Like if they look at, like there's a look through your deck because, you know, some card games let you look through your deck and it says player is browsing his deck. And there's like player has brought a card to the top of his deck.
So a lot of the ones I'm used to with this like enforce decks. And, like, discard piles, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, this one enforces deck size. And it has different optional rules for different card games. Like, Naruto has a reinforcement deck for your transformations. And so it, like, has that. And it's like, if you played Yu-Gi-Oh!, it has, like, support for the fusion deck.
I was about to say I really want to play a tabletop RPG where you, like, build a transformation deck. But that's basically the one you guys are starting soon, right?
Yeah, we started on Monday. It doesn't have... Oh. You don't have a transformation deck, but...
But you have a deck that is your... Although, is it just a regular poker deck?
Yeah, it's... Well, as you level up, you modify the cards in it. But it is a traditional poker deck with no face cards.
Cody got the tar kicked out of him in the first fight.
I really want it to be like Sentinels, but an RPG.
Sentinels.
Oh, the multiverse. The card game that you brought.
Yeah.
Except also deck building.
Oh, okay. So you, the Pathfinder card game actually works like that, which is, it's like an RPG, but it's.
I didn't know there was a Pathfinder
card game. I debated picking that up because it's a collector mania.
Yeah, it came out recently. It's like you have PC decks and like you get gear from the dungeons and you take that gear from the dungeon deck and you add it to yours.
From what it sounds like, it sounds a little bit like, do you remember the raid decks for the wild card game? It sounds a little bit like that.
Yeah, as I understand, it's like that, but it's automated.
Okay.
Like the dungeon master is automated. It's like a dungeon master deck and you just follow rules. I haven't actually played it, but that's my understanding, having heard two people talk about it.
It sounds kind of neat, although I am a sucker for, like, gimmicky card games, so.
I might take a look at it. I've got some time.
Yeah, but you have some money.
If you're a sucker for gimmicky card games, you should get on this site and try to make a Mike Guy Rock Lee deck to play against me.
Yes! I'll totally do that.
Okay.
You should, like,
email it to you, the link.
Yes, and then I can put a link here.
There were over 4,000 cards published for the game throughout its lifetime. Whoa, I was, like, looking at it. I was like, ah. It took me about 4 hours to make my first deck, which was terrible because I had no practical experience. But
so many combos.
There was enough of a community that, like, they have forums that no one uses, but, like, people were private messaging me, like, your deck sucks for these reasons. I recommend these things. So, and they've been nuts. Yeah. I'm exaggerating a little bit. They did not say you suck, but.
They said your deck seems like it could use this.
Yeah. Like, here are the standard staples that you're missing. Here's why this is a bad idea. This card is really good, but it was banned in competitive when the game was real, so some people will be mad at you if you use it.
Well, it's not competitive, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it might be. Some people might be keeping
They do have, like, a weird tournament thing.
Well, that's
where,
like when you pulled out Yzorga, and I'm like, what the heck? Deathbird.
Hey, to be fair, let's get it right. First, I threw Mewtwo at you.
I was going to say, isn't Mewtwo also banned from competitive?
Yes.
So.
What else are you playing, Deathbird?
Well,
that should be your screen name in something. I don't care what. Just something.
Well, I could get a name change in League. I have enough IP at this point, but that would be a horrible waste.
It would.
Because Hambone is so good.
And also Deathbird as a summoner name, that's lame.
Well, I've been playing League, watching some League, being sad about the fact that my team got so horribly kicked in the balls.
Bye balls.
Bye balls.
Maybe Cloud9 will win at All-Stars for us.
Yay.
Maybe they'll put up a fight against SK Telecom.
And then
they've looked weak lately.
I played enough games, like I said last week, on MechWarrior Online in order to get myself a free Thunderbolt. For those of you who don't know what that means in MechWarrior, it's a 65-ton heavy mech with a couple machine guns, a few medium lasers, a particle cannon, and SRMs. Did most of it on a catapult with a crappy loadout.
I like how your explanation was even more jargony than the first thing you said.
Was it really?
No, I understood the although I also have played MechWarrior, so.
I understood it, but SRMs are short-range missiles.
Yeah. Well, those are a thing that actually exists, though, so.
Yeah, but I feel like missiles are usually referred to as STA or ATS or ATA.
Yeah, but there's also
a range indicator.
There's also SRM and LRM. Okay. Having read a fair number of military documents, at least some people in the military refer to them as that.
Okay, so if you're a military bro.
At the very least, it's missiles are short-ranged missiles. I think it's a six-pack. So there are six missiles firing at any one time when you pull the trigger. Or click the mouse, as the case may be.
So I've probably asked this like 5 times. Can you actually change your loadouts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On that one, I actually did change it around a little bit because I realized my mouse didn't have a weapon group 5 set to one of the buttons on it. So I changed my particle cannon's weapon group to 5 so I could just push the key on the keyboard because the machine guns were already on that, and that would be more difficult to hold down the 5 key and still move around with the LASDA.
Yeah. Whereas
while
the other
holding
ones
it down
and forget, essentially.
Well, the particle cannon is fire once, wait around for a little bit while it recharges.
Yeah.
Whereas the machine guns are just hold it down until your ammo bin is empty. Well, machine guns are the single most, at least on the tabletop, they're the single most pathetic weapon in the game, but also the single weapon you never want to have ammo for because it is the biggest ammunition explosion in the game.
To be fair, I mean, if you think about it, you've got these giant mechs that are capable of taking at least one direct hit from a missile. So, I feel like machine gun rounds wouldn't do anything against those. So, it makes sense that they're pathetic.
They're disgusting against infantry, though. PBIs, man.
Okay, to be fair, humans are squishy. They are not designed to withstand missiles.
Hence the term PBI, for
Machine guns.
PBI?
Poor Bloody Infantry.
They
do 2 points of damage.
At least it isn't a PBR.
Points of damage.
I'm more of an IPA guy.
Who actually drinks Pabst? Does anyone actually drink Pabst?
Hipsters.
Okay.
Poor people. Poor hipsters.
Well, those are hippies. That's different.
While I am not that poor, the last game I've been playing as I started Shin Ten 4 again.
Oh, sweet.
With my New Game Plus. So it's like, hey, you completed the first quest to learn how to do this that you've already done at level 95. Here's 100,000 experience.
Speaking of picking up old DS games, have either of you gotten the new Legendary yet?
Oh, what? No, I haven't.
You can mystery gift the new Legendary. You can download it if you have Pokemon.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was
a thing. Mentioned that like last week. And
you
I
did.
Or the week before that, and
it's
I forgot
like
to do it.
It's like this crystal thing.
Yes!
So what, can you just mystery gift it to, do you have to mystery gift it to each other or something?
No, no, yeah. It's like the Torchic.
No, mystery gift
it works exactly the same, except for now that you can no longer get the Torchic.
You just get this thing instead.
Yeah,
yes.
Mystery gift no longer works the way that it did in Silver and Gold. You don't need another person. It's
all
just
right,
over
so
the internet.
So we just have to put Y back in, get that.
Pretty much.
And then go back to Shin Ten.
Yep.
I've been using it like I was using Fire Emblem for a while. I play it for like a half hour before I go to bed, or in between games of League.
I still use Mega Man X for that.
I picked up my Wii U tablet, and so recently Nintendo sent me an email saying, hey, your sweet Nintendo coins are going to expire soon. You should buy some stuff with those. Like, you're right. That is a horrible mechanism, but you're right. I should.
I have like $30 on my DS, on my 3DS for stuff.
Well, it's not like money. If you sign up for Club Nintendo, like every game you get, they give you like fantasy points, essentially, for they give you Nintendo coins that you can spend on stuff. Occasionally, they'll let you spend them on games, and I got Super Mario World. So.
Good game.
It is pretty good. I started playing it last night on my tablet, and it was awesome.
That's
so.
It. Yes, that does sound awesome. I like the future we live in where you can just grab your tablet and play Super Mario World. I can play Mega Man X, and I think I would usually choose to, but...
I could play Hearthstone.
Yeah,
or FTL if I wanted to.
You could, that's true.
Oh yeah, I found out that they didn't port that to Android, which I'm really sad about.
Or if I really wanted to, I could play KOTOR.
That's true.
Did you download
KOTOR is
FTL?
On iOS.
No.
Okay. Never mind then. Well, technically, you have an iPad. You could emulate, like, basically anything up until, like, 2005 on your iPad. Really, you could play any game.
I really want to get Divekick now that I have a computer with working USB ports.
I wonder how long that'll stick around.
What, Divekick?
No, Jeremy's working USB ports.
It's a desktop, so you can change them. So
that's true.
That.
Well, but if my motherboard goes bad again, I'm in the same. It is a crappy motherboard, though, so.
And you could probably buy
a
replacement.
I do have a spare, by the way.
Motherboard, but, it's true.
No, actually,
I thought you returned that.
They did not allow returns on that particular one.
Yeah, we tried.
Keep meaning to put it eBay. On eBay.
Craigslist it, man.
Or Craigslist it. I just haven't done it yet.
No, I actually put Divekick on my Steam wish list because it's like, it's $10 or $15, which is more than I really want to pay for it. But if it goes on sale for whatever reason,
I would pay $10 for it. 15 seems like
every time
just
I log
too
into
much.
League, I debate giving you a mystery champion. just for the record,
let's wait until I hit level 10 first. One of the things Steam does is it alerts you when things that are on your wish list
are
on sale.
It's always on Saturdays, and I don't check my email on Saturdays. I've like started checking my email on Saturdays just in case something goes on sale.
Well, that's when I got Skyrim, because it's normally like $40 or $50, and it was $15, and it's like, hey, Skyrim's $15. I'm like, I've been wanting to play that, and then I played Skyrim for 120 hours.
I got FTL for $3.
Oh,
I'll probably
that's pretty good.
I'll probably look through the Steam stuff to see if there's anything interesting on there for me. But most, I think, a lot of the games that I would like to play are on 360 Origin.
Or Origin.
Because
yeah.
A lot of them are EA, like Battlefield and Battlefield.
Well, that's
in some of the Sims games, because killing time like that is fun for me sometimes.
Ubisoft games are on Steam, though, so. Would you like Splinter Cell?
I have Splinter Cell.
Okay.
Remember?
No, I don't, actually. I don't think I've ever
I
played
have,
Splinter Cell with you.
I have.
No,
I
no
have
it's one of the games
Splinter
you got
Cell.
For free with his
oh, that's
Super
what I remember
Gozu
that.
Graphics card.
Yeah, I have that. I got that one, Batman and Assassin's Creed.
I think I got Cod Blops with mine, and I never registered it.
Cod Blops... Actually, Cod Blops 2 is actually pretty good. So is Cod Blops 1. It's just Cod Blops is not really...
So that's the problem with Call of Duty as a franchise in general, is they're all actually pretty good games, but they're all so similar.
Yeah.
In terms of games I've been playing, other than Super Mario World, FTL. I've played so much FTL. I'm actually kind of scared to see how much time I've dumped into it recently.
This is my shocked face.
Right? It's a good game.
I keep meaning to play it. One day it will happen.
That's I've actually heard arguments that, like, I know some people who like it but wish it was more exploration-based as opposed to, like, goal-based.
My problem, and this is stupid, is that my desktop is connected to my TV, and I kind of don't want to play it on a TV screen. I want to play it on, like, a laptop screen. But you play it on your big TV, don't you?
I do. The one problem, I don't know how they did this. It isn't resizable. It's 1280 by 720 or by 720 or whatever that default resolution is, and you cannot resize it.
You know what I just realized?
That's stupid.
All three of us have desktops, and all three of us use our desktops through our TVs.
That's pretty common now.
That's TVs are basically just giant computer monitors.
We all have luxury desktops. I mean, mine is not as luxurious as either of yours, but I use my laptop for all my work stuff.
Well,
yep.
Your desktop is kind of cool because your desktop is easy to move around. Our monoliths take a little bit more.
Your monoliths will run things, though.
Well, that is true.
No, that's...
You don't get a warning about your memory when you're running League of Legends and watching something on YouTube.
Does it actually warn about...
It's a Windows 8 thing. I get it to half capacity when I'm running both of them.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, oh, man.
I might be running out of RAM soon, guys.
I've been considering upgrading the RAM anyway on that, just to do it.
When I was playing MechWarrior Online, I had MechWarrior Online on my TV, and I had taken the League of Legends client and moved it onto the monitor that's next to me in case anybody sent me any messages that they needed to address.
Well, that's just the benefit of having two monitors. I could still pull that off, because the LoL client doesn't really take up any resources.
No. I would try...
Whereas Flash has just gotten worse and worse the past year.
It has. Which is unfortunate, and Firefox can barely run it anymore. So.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because Firefox actually used to be the faster Flash processor at one point.
Now it's Chrome?
Yep.
Chrome's been better than Firefox for a while, and I'm resisting change because I'm a curmudgeon.
But I had to download it at work, and I've been using it ever since because it syncs all my account activity between computers.
Chrome does?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Marvel Unlimited app doesn't work on Firefox, and it's...
Why?
It worked for a long time, and then they're like, well, we stopped supporting Firefox. Seemed like a good plan.
I still use Firefox for the majority just because, like Jeremy, it's kind of the comfort spot. But I may end up switching over to Chrome eventually, but I don't see me doing that for a long time.
Chrome
most of what I do on
the edges on the tabs, and man, what's up with that?
No,
the search bar is on the left or something. Like, there's a feature that I want on the right that's on the left.
The big thing about it is if you have a Google account and are actually signed into your Google account, it tracks all the activity between them. So if I like search something at work, I can look it up at home. And that's really the only reason I like Chrome.
And
so.
Google's already bothering me. Hey, you should use your Google account for YouTube. And I'm like, no, Google, I don't want to. Stop being a bitch. And I feel like that would only be worse on Chrome.
I don't know why it did this, but on my laptop, and this is the only place it did this, it changed my sign-in.
Yeah, my laptop too.
Like, all of my watch history, my playlists, all that stuff went away on my laptop.
Yeah, YouTube did like a merger thing with their Google accounts that was mandatory. Oh. That was the worst.
But none
I
of
managed
my other
to undo
stuff
mine.
None of that stuff happened on my other.
Yeah, they only happened on my laptop too, not my desktop.
Yeah, I never like post videos, so I don't care.
Well,
that.
It wasn't my. It wasn't posts.
Subscriptions.
All my subscriptions went away. A couple of playlists. Like, I had some songs from playlists that I couldn't get for whatever reason. Like, the full thing of the full opening of Burst Angel was one of them because I like that song, but I can't get it through iTunes, which is annoying.
Like, does Japan regularly post anime intro?
It's pretty rare. Even
iTunes?
There are a few of them now.
Really?
Like, I have, like I said, Attack on Titan.
A lot of original soundtracks get posted.
Okay.
Like, the Naruto, the three Naruto ones are available in the US. The Shippuden ones were not.
Huh. I guess I have, like, a bunch of Death Note music.
Anyway. Well, I have a lot of openings on my iPod now.
Oh, man, the Attack on Titan opening is so good.
Both of them are. I have the first one.
I didn't know there was a second one. I kind of started skipping the opening for a while because I kind of binge on the entire season at once.
Yeah, I want to say after episode 13. When he actually goes into the scouts, the opening changes.
That's sad.
It's by the same guy, though. By the same guys.
Now, speaking of anime albums, you know... They actually did a English Gundam album, but it's only available in Japan.
What? That seems backwards.
It has to do with like copyrights and tariffs and stuff.
So you'd have to import it if you wanted. Is what I'm hearing. Wait, is there like lyrics in that, I guess?
Yeah. Well, they did a bunch of the opening songs.
Okay. That, in English?
Yeah. What the guy on Cartoon Network, Andrew W.K., did the song. You don't know? Okay.
I have no idea who that is.
He hosts all of Cartoon Network's reality shows because...
Because cartoons are part of the reality shows.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Cartoon Network in a very long time, but hearing that Cartoon Network...
They jettisoned
Network
all their anime in favor of reality shows.
That's dumb.
Also, they moved the new Batman cartoon to a time slot of 3 a.m.
What? It just occurred to me, does the Sci-Fi Channel still have the anime block they had at one point on Mondays?
No. I don't think so.
At one point they did, because I remember watching Ghost in the Shell on there.
I think when they became the Syphilis Channel, they got rid of that.
They changed the F to the to PH, and it's actually Syphilis.
Yeah, for a little while they did have it. They did have anime on there.
Yeah, I remember.
I guess now their Adult Swim on Cartoon Network does have anime on it.
Oh yeah, like that's actually how I found out about Sword Art is that. It's
and
on
they
there.
Brought back Toonami. It's on after Adult Swim, so.
Well, that was when it was originally on.
No, it was on at like 4 p.m.
No, yeah. Toonami was the like original thing of Toonami. I thought was on in the middle of the night where Adult Swim was, and then they moved it up.
No, Toonami was always at 4 a.m. They had a Toonami Uncut that was at midnight that eventually became Adult Swim, where they had Uncut, Dragon Ball Z, and Gundam Wing.
You mean 4 p.m. originally?
Yeah, no, it was 4 p.m., not a.m.
Well, yeah, you said a.m.
Oh, okay, whatever. Yeah. Whatevs.
I was just making sure.
It's now 4 a.m.
Okay.
Which is bad. Okay.
I could get up for that. A couple of times I've been up at 4 o'clock.
I could invent DVR for that. Even when I was a kid, I just recorded Inuyasha and Outlaw Star and Cowboy Bebop with my ancient VHS magics. And then I would watch them.
Though I'm not actually going to be having cable for very much longer.
Say, truly the master of the arcane art. So why are you not having cable?
Because my mom's going to cut the cable.
Oh.
Because it's 2014.
The only reason we had it really was for football season and then the Grammys, because my brother's weird.
We have it for Game of Thrones, because my dad's normal.
Yeah, no, that's... My one problem is you can't, like, a lot of actual channel things, you can't... Okay, that was terrible. A lot of things that are specific to channels that they don't, like, air on a bunch of different channels, you can't watch unless you have a cable subscription, but you can't get a subscription just to that one channel.
Yeah, HBO is a little better about that because of HBO Go.
Yeah.
But for most of them, no.
At the very least, you know, accounts for cheap on to watch a show you really like on a particular channel instead of having to pay for the full cable package.
But, like, if I want, I would really like to just pay the BBC, like, $3 a month to just watch the BBC and only the BBC.
You know, I could do that for, like, because I really like Top Gear. I'd pay $3 a month for Top Gear.
The model for that is iTunes subscriptions to show the shows, though.
Yeah, but that's, like, way more expensive than it would be to, like, at the point of getting 3 or 4 shows, at that point you might as well just have cable.
Okay, that's true.
I was really annoyed when I went to try and find some books on, or audiobooks, I guess now. I was going to call them book on tape.
But tapes don't exist anymore.
I know. That was, you know where the problem
ancient
came from.
Ancient tape magics on which were inscribed audio versions of books you could listen to.
But I went to look up to see, you know, downloaded an audiobook on iTunes, and it was still 40 freaking bucks.
We had this discussion 2 weeks ago.
Did we on the podcast?
Yes. Yes, but remember because I called Audible Audacity?
Oh, yes. I do.
Oh, yeah.
This now.
Well, I'm going to look into Audible again, because I misread something along the line, because I kind of want to have that available for when I work, because sometimes the music gets a little...
Anyway, I brought up the Gundam album, because I thought it would be a good transition into
this
week's
game. And then we got sidetracked.
Cybernator.
Also known as Assault Suit Valken.
Which is much better than Cybernator.
That's such a good name. Why did they change it?
Because it sounds a little bit like the Terminator.
Well, and it was the 90s.
Yeah.
I was going to say Mobile Suit Gundam wasn't around in the U.S. when this
was it
game
not?
Was... No. Gundam Wing doesn't hit Toonami until 1999.
Oh, was it Gundam Wing before the Mobile Suit Gundam?
In America.
In America? Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, Gundam Wing was the first Gundam series to come over to America.
Well, I had learned of Gundam way before Gundam Wing, but I'm not sure how that happened. But
I know Gundam Wing was the first one I watched.
Ancient VHS magics.
I know Gundam Wing was the first one I watched.
Anyway, we bring up Gundam because Cybernator, Assault Suit, somewhat like Mobile Suits. And this
by,
game
by
is,
somewhat, we mean pretty much exactly.
This game in like the first 30 seconds does everything it possibly can to evoke Gundam. You've got these like square pictures of characters with helmets on You've got this battleship that's launching out robot suits.
That's bright white, by the way.
With two catapults. Mechs come out of the top of them and launch off. It's really? Got the two launch catapults.
Oh, man. One of the best things about this. Alex was watching me play the opening cutscene where they, like, ram the ship into the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you
into
attack
the
space colony.
That looks exactly like a Gundam space colony.
Yeah, but, like, oh, the phallic imagery. Just...
that, too.
I didn't consider that. I like... Gundam a lot. I like the art style of this. I love the spaceships. I love the way the space colonies look.
It's very, very pretty.
The mechs look bad to me. They look like the worst design elements of the Zaku and the Dom, two of my favorite mobile suits.
They are so blocky.
Yeah, and the art is so smooth in this
blocky
game.
For
everything
victory.
Looks so good that it really stands out.
Well, even the enemy mobile suits look better than your mobile suit. So.
Your mobile suit looks kind of dinky compared to theirs.
Well, that's why you can win, because you're faster.
Sure, keep
stuff.
Telling yourself that.
Also, you have endless Vulcan ammo somehow.
And it actually does something.
It's like Mass Effect, where, science.
Well, Mass Effect, it made sense. And this, it doesn't...
They don't explain it. For all you know, it works exactly like it does in Mass Effect.
This is a nitpick before we actually get into the mechanics of the game, and this is probably not the right place to talk about it. But the Vulcan, it says it overheats when you run out of ammo in a particular round. But if you just, like, stop firing,
yeah,
it doesn't un-overheat.
So it does run out of ammo. They're just saying it overheated.
Yeah, it's like a flavor thing. I found that kind of annoying. Anyway.
Gameplay-wise, it's sort of a standard running gun. Very Mega Man Axis.
I would play Mega Man Axis.
Very Mega Man X-ish.
Does he have a Nazi helmet?
Yes.
Axis is a character in Mega Man X.
Is he?
No, Axel.
Yeah.
I was thinking of
Axel. Axel is a guy with two guns, because apparently gun arms aren't enough. You need actual guns now. Anyway.
You walk, you have a jump, and the gravity is actually interesting since it's mostly in space. It's very floaty. That's interesting. And you use the D-pad up and down to aim your gun in very short increments.
Also, you,
yeah,
on levels where you're not attached to the ground, use the D-pad up and down to move up and down,
yeah,
and aim your gun simultaneously.
Yeah, that's bad. And there are like 2D fighter or 2D like flying game segments where like you have to go forward and you're trying to dodge obstacles.
That's actually what I found the most.
Not going to dodge most of them.
That's what started me saying that this is a very Genesis game for a Super Nintendo game, was actually that flight segment.
But the controls felt fine to me.
I disagree.
I felt like there was so much going on screen. I got no feedback when I got hit. I couldn't tell if I was hitting the enemies. It was horrible.
The only problem I had was the enemies, like, you rush past them so quickly they get off screen before you have a chance to attack them. But they fire missiles, you have a chance to dodge. You can shoot asteroids to destroy them.
You can actually shoot those missiles, too. You just,
my problem
like,
with those
super
was you
accurate.
Can't really turn around when enemies come up from behind you on that part.
Yeah, you can't shoot backwards.
Yeah.
You have no, what I used to call in Super R-Type, ass fire mode. So
yeah, you can't fart bullets.
Although, I guess if you could, like, eat a mech burrito or something.
Be gone imagery in my head.
Get some mecha.
You've seen arcane VHS tapes.
Now my Shonen Final Burst game needs a enemy who uses the magic of arcane VHS tapes. I shall record your soul and put it on this VHS tape.
And then I'll run a magnet over it.
No, I was going to say, and no one has a VHS player, so it will never escape.
Unless it goes to South Korea or
throw
something.
Throw that at Cody.
Anyway, Cybernator, it's okay. The biggest sin in my mind was the way the continue mechanics work. You have one life. You can't get extra lives.
And if you die, you use a continue.
When you use a continue, there are no checkpoints on the level, so you have to start over.
Yeah, it's
annoying. Checkpointed terribly. You have three continues, at which point you have to start the entire game over.
Which
no saves,
really,
no nothing.
Like, for as nice as this game looks, I was not expecting that as a mechanic. Like,
it feels
so
arcade. The game feels ahead of its time in its art direction, even compared to Genesis games. I think this looks better than any Genesis game we've played.
Thus far, yes, I agree.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But its mechanics don't seem so far behind even Genesis games.
Right?
Yeah, the aiming is kind of clunky and obnoxious. At least on the GameCube controllers, it's really annoying to control.
The dashing isn't nearly as useful as it seems like it ought to be.
Well, the thing is, the dashing occupies a weird spot. It's not as useful as it should be, but you need to use it in order to navigate the level in a reasonable amount of time, so you're not stuck there until next week.
There are capsules that drop, like, power-ups, but you have to collect, like, 5 power-ups per weapon to upgrade the weapon, and it only upgrades the one that you're currently using.
And you can switch to a punch and punch things.
You can. You also later get missiles, which have expendable ammo, which is not very good in a game where you can't aim.
But the art makes me want to play the game. It doesn't have the... it's like the opposite of Assassin's Creed, where I'm like, this gameplay is pretty cool, but I do not care. Where it's like, oh man, mechs, yeah, Gundam, yeah, protect my spaceship, yeah, love interest, you can die in the bad ending, yeah.
What, they can?
Yeah, there's a bad ending if you don't do enough side quests, and in that case,
Wait,
like your ship.
Side quests?
Yeah.
What? There's so, I want to play this game.
There's so much going on. It sounds like a game that I want to be good,
but none of
it, not.
Even Tyler couldn't beat the second level, and like the retry mechanic's bad. And it's just not worth the time you sink in for the possibility of failure.
Well,
the
possibility of serious failure.
Like,
serious failure. You could lose an arm playing this game.
Yes, you can lose an arm, you can lose an eye, you can lose limbs and other stuff.
And that's almost as valuable as your time. No, I really wanted to like this game. I might try to play some more of it. I feel like save states help, but even then it's...
Yeah, no, the Wii Virtual Console don't have no save states, bro. Imagine that.
Yeah, it does. It's got the thing.
It has a suspense state.
Yeah. Doesn't it also have like the 3DS-style save state?
No,
thing?
The Wii U one does, but the original Wii didn't have that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so I don't have any of that access.
Well, yeah, neither do I, because this wasn't on the Wii U.
No. I feel like it should be better than it is. It's instead just kind of lackluster.
So it's a Genesis game. It just happens to be on the wrong console?
Well, it's a prequel to a Genesis game that came before it, Target Earth.
Cybernator and Target Earth, as opposed to, like, I think the original name of Target Earth was, like, Assault Suit Valian or something like that.
I thought it was Valkyrie.
Assault Suit Lannis. This one was Assault Suit Vulcan.
Yeah.
Ah.
And the rest, like, there's also, like, Assault Suit Lanius 3.
Yeah, like,
those are
series,
better titles.
This series later spawned a turn-based strategy game that never came to America that I would like to play. Because Garen's Greed is amazing, guys.
Yes, but I'm not going to
learn Japanese for it. It's worth it. You get to research Arctic combat to make Arctic gyms.
Yes. I close my eyes and I think about this game and it seems awesome, but actually playing it, it
makes me almost sad that this game was only $7 and that it's just a game I was playing for a week rather than a game I got on my Super Nintendo after saving my allowance for 5 weeks. Because if it was the latter, I would put tons of effort into this game and I would play it. I probably wouldn't beat it, because I was terrible at video games when I was a kid. But I would get so much more out of it.
Yeah, well...
Whereas now it's like, this is really, really mediocre.
I'm
going to
play the Naruto
bad.
Card game instead with some random people in Canada, eh?
Like, I really wanted it to control, like, Mega Man X, and it just doesn't.
You know, it'd probably be better if it had Mega Man X's fluid movement.
It's really good.
Although, I'm walking not sure... around is so clunky that it's...
I
not
feel like that's
it.
Probably on purpose, though, because you're in a big mech suit.
Which they
wanted
why
you
they
to
give
feel
you
powerful
a dash,
and funky, but...
Okay, dash punch is awesome, but...
For a reference point, when you're playing, like, MechWarrior Online, you're in a 100-ton battle mech...
And they move faster than this thing?
Well, you're thunking down a road, but you don't feel like you're just thunking down a road and just walking through everything.
I think part
you
of that
feel
is...
big, powerful, but you don't feel like you're just not going anywhere, even though you're not...
Part of that might be perspective, though, because as you mentioned, your mech is actually really small compared to everything else on the screen. Like, there are guns, just cannons, that are bigger than your mech in this game. And I think that might be part of it, is because everything else is so big, you're, like, making so little progress comparatively.
That could be the case.
I think also the charge beam in Mega Man X is so good.
Yeah.
Because with that, you can kill enemies in one hit if you're prepared. And this one, you always have to just dink them away with the Vulcan until they die. I don't think there's anything that dies in one hit in this game.
Punches kill most things in one hit if it's fully charged. But I really wanted it to work like the flight mechanics. I really wanted it to work like you could zoom, I don't know, more tactical combat, like dogfighting in a mobile suit. Would have been really cool. Like if you could like dodge an attack and then swing back around and punch them or something. But it just, like some of the things I wanted it to be able to do just weren't there.
So just... had a lot of potential.
Yep.
It sounds cool. On paper, this is an awesome game.
Just
but
looking
in
at
practice,
it, it's an awesome game.
They drop the ball somewhere very important.
I actually wonder if like watching a Let's Play of this would be more entertaining than playing the game itself.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. So yeah. I think that's my final conclusion is if you thought this sounded cool, find someone who's a masochist who did a Let's Play of it and watch that.
You know, I bet there are people who legitimately enjoy this game, and I don't think I could argue against their enjoyment of it.
No, but I think you would have to be a kid who got it with their allowance, who invested a lot into this game and wanted to get stuff out of it.
And learned it and all that stuff.
And who didn't have a whole bunch of other video games. Or they did, but they'd already played them.
I know. For the same money on the Super Nintendo, I would have played Kirby Superstar.
Oh, there are so many better games for the same money, which is why I can't recommend you pick it up.
Like Mega Man X. I know.
Mega Man X 2. Mega Man X 3. Super Castlevania 4.
Super Metroid.
So, is that it, basically?
That's my conclusion.
It's not horrid. We played worse games. This one looks really good. It had so much potential, they just wasted it.
It's one of the games I've played the least time-wise for this podcast.
Yeah, I think this might actually be the one that I...
It's about normal for me.
So, what are we playing next time that isn't about Gundams?
Okay, I got a flow chart.
Okay.
Flow charts. Really?
Yeah.
Just go with the flow chart.
So, like I said, I've been playing many games, charts. So I think maybe we should get something meaty that we can play a lot of. But you said you're super busy, Tyler.
Zach,
you never play our video games. So do we feel like something big or not?
I think this week something smaller.
Okay. Well, but we played two kind of mediocre games in a row, so I want something good.
Okay.
So I'm thinking since I picked Ninja Gaiden last time and ended up being pretty mediocre, perhaps Castlevania 3, a game that uses like the exact same layout and graphics, or because this most recent game reminded me of it, and because the comic has just gotten to this point in the storyline, Mega Man 3.
Oh.
The one where Dr. Wily is acquitted for attempted murder of literally everyone and allowed to build giant robots to help mankind.
Again. How do you get acquitted of trying to murder
the
planet?
The comic isn't out yet.
Because he's like, I'm a genius. And they're like, good point.
So do we feel like fighting Draculas or robots?
Well, one of the Mega Man games, you actually get to fight Draculas, but it's not this one. So I think I actually vote Castlevania. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Zach, arbitrarily, you are the one who gets final say.
You're the arbiter.
Which one did you say?
Wark.
Waka, waka, waka.
I say Castlevania.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
Next time on Last Time, we play the hard Castlevania.
Wait, what?
This is considered the hard one.
Oh, God. What did I just get us into?
This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games. Copyright 2014.
All the video games and other media mentioned herein are copyright of their respective owner.
Unfortunately, I don't own Square Enix. You can contact us at ltovg at lasttimeonvideogames.com or Tyler at lasttimeonvideogames.com
or Jeremy, G-E-R-E-M-Y, at lasttimeonvideogames.com
and the best one, Zach, at lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Our primary source of interaction is lasttimeonvideogames.com, where you can find all sorts of written material in addition to the podcast.
If you want to follow us on Google+, plus.google.com/plus lasttimeonvideogames.
If you're one of those weird people who uses Twitter, we are at LTOVG.
Quick, press X. Too late. You failed. The podcast is over.
And then the ships, or the mobile suits, are like, assault suits, are sperm.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And you're impregnating the enemy with death.